Coffee, black. I automatically responded when the cook's booming voice called out through the kitchen pickup window to ask me what I was drinking. It was a small, dingy, woody-looking luncheonette straight out of the 1950s, in a small, sleepy village in the middle of nowhere. Because it was well past the lunch hour, the waitress and patrons were long gone. Only the cook and I were there. Ordinarily, one quick glance at the interior of that nameless and unappetizing-looking greasy spoon, and I'd have immediately turned around and walked out. Except, I was exhausted from driving and desperately needed to take a leak. As soon as I ordered coffee, I made a beeline for the men's room. When I returned a few minutes later, a large steaming mug was sitting on the counter. Beside it was a slice of blueberry pie with a generous dollop of what appeared to be hand-whipped cream on top.
"Pie's on the house,"
the still unseen cook announced from the kitchen.
"The blueberry crop just come in yesterday, and Janice Fielder baked a dozen of her yummy pies for us this morning. That's the last piece left. You'll love it."
"Thanks," I replied, surprised and pleased at the cook's unsolicited generosity. "Don't mind if I do." I sat down on the round chrome and red vinyl stool, poured a sweetened low packet into the coffee, and tentatively took a sip. It was hot and rich and very, very tasty. Infinitely superior to the designer brews and blends they serve at Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. And my first bite of Janice Fielder's blueberry pie convinced me that I had somehow stumbled into culinary heaven. Sweet and tart at the same time with a buttery, flaky crust that melted in my mouth.
"Great, ain't it?"
the cook asked as he came through the swinging door that separated the kitchen from the dining room.
"She's won the blue ribbon for her pies at the Haven Harvest Festival 3 years running. Last month, it was strawberries. Next month, peaches. And once we hit Labor Day, then I mean to tell you, we get into some serious apple pies."
I muttered something noncommittal and inconsequential, much more intent on shoveling the fast-dwindling pie into my mouth and washing it down with more of that superb coffee.